hang up and try again.
Hello?
Hi, Charles.
Yeah.
And sir, I was calling on behalf of Rifle. We would like to ask, sir, when the last time you did some hunting or even some target shooting was.
Well, I don't know if this really applies or not, but does shooting a person included in that?
Sure.
Okay, then about 7 years ago.
Okay. You in trouble for that one? Or?
Yeah, it was pretty bad deal there.
Bad night, you could say, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had similar nights like that. Didn't involve shooting anybody, but involved some fist wine, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, this one, luckily it didn't kill the guy, but it was considered attempt at second degree murder.
Okay. That was what the initial charge was?
Yeah. Some of the charges ended up getting dropped. There was some evidence that we were able to pull up that made it look like it wasn't as bad.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, pretty bad deal.
Well, I'm definitely sorry to hear that you had yourself in that situation, sir. Sorry.
Oh, it's all right. I paid my dues.
Did it work out okay?
Yeah, well, the guy's doing well, and I'm out of prison, and things are doing better.
So, yeah, just so you don't have the right to bear arms anymore, huh?
Well, not really. I can own up to a pocket knife is about what they'll let me do.
Sure you can't own like a musket? Muzzle loader?
Because I think
it might depend on state. I'm not sure how it goes. You know, state rules may be a little different from state to state, but I don't want muzzle loaders.
I think it's my probationary period. They told me, and if it hadn't been...
Yeah, because you're still on parole or whatever.
Right, and, okay. You know, if I hadn't been aggressive, then I probably would be able to bear arms, but I think the guy was just, he was making fun of my dog and kind of just ticked me off.
Kind of put you over the edge.
Yeah. You know, and this dog was really close to me. It was one of those little wiener dogs and,
Dachshunds? Sure.
Yeah, they, kind of...
Did you have the short hair one or the wiry one?
The wiry one.
Oh, okay, those are cute, yeah.
Yeah, and I can't really repeat the name that he called it, but the dog was, that just was too much for me. We were having a bonfire and, hanging out as friends, and I guess he wasn't as much a friend as I thought he was, call my dog something like that.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to find stuff out the hard way. Yeah, I respect that, sir.
Yeah.
Well, we were trying to give a quick call about gun rights. I know it's probably not going to be the best topic for you, but if you haven't heard, we did have a victory for gun rights in the Supreme Court big case in Chicago. Did you hear about that?
No, I hadn't heard about that.
Okay, it was about 2.5 months back. Chicago had a handgun ban that was enforced for like 28 years. So we finally got it to the Supreme Court, and we did get a ruling of 5-4 by them to overturn it, which gave the citizens, residents of Chicago, the right to bear their arms again, so we were very happy to get that win. But I don't know if politicians just don't care, they don't listen, because 4 days after, they've already tried to replace it now with new laws.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, I was glad I at least, when I got out, my dog still had a couple more years of life left in him, so I kind of trained him to attack, at certain words and so forth, so that he'd be the one to defend himself, and now if anyone calls him a name, they're going to feel sorry for it.
They bite hard. My dad got bit by one in the lip, one of those little doctors, little wiener dogs, really took him off.
He
got like 3 stitches in his lip.
Right, I think it's an instinct with them, and so I think that's what made it easy to train this one, because they go straight for the face.
Yeah, they do it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
right. We had a couple of neighbors kind of try to shout him off, and he taught him a lesson.
Well, you know, as well, the U.S. Attorney General now wants to ban semi-auto firearms. They want to ban their protection ammunition. They want to restrict their ability to buy guns at gun shows. So we'd like to see if you would agree that we should stop these people here, Charles, that are trying to take away our freedoms.
Well, you know, I'd have to say that I probably better not even voice my opinion too much on it just because of the rules that I'm under. But I know that my father-in-law, he was something of a kind of a Rambo character in the Korean War, and he was able to even use an Uzi out in the field.
Sure.
He could take out an entire...
because I think the Uzi was developed in 1948, I want to say, by Israel. So, yeah, that would fit right in the Korean
right.
era.
Yeah, he was one of the early... His role was something kind of like a sniper, but it didn't quite work out that way because, I mean, it was kind of one that goes running into the front line and just takes out as many as possible before the rest of the troops come in. And
sure. Sounds like more like a special forces kind of guy.
It was something similar to that. He could never tell us what the name of his group was exactly, but it was something along those lines. And yeah, it was, and so he was pretty powerful with those things. He has some pretty amazing stories for us.
I would imagine so. Yeah, my grandfather was in Korea, and he got the Purple Heart, and he told me many of stories.
Wow.
About seeing waves upon waves of Chinese coming over the hill. Yeah, he had bad dreams for many years because of that.
But
we would like to ask if you'd like to join Charles with us here in the NRA. We have our 5-year plan for $125, discount of $50. We've got our 3-year plan for $85, saving $20. Join up, get yourself a monthly magazine, membership card, get some good discounts. Partake for the 5 or 3 years here?
I think for under the circumstances, I'd probably better pass on that.
Well, just no money to join or on?
No, just any connection with guns can... set things off.
Especially because you're still on parole. We'll just let it be at that then, Charles. You know, I'm not calling to make you do something like that, especially because of your situation. I can respect that.
Exactly.
Hey, Charles, thanks for the lovely conversation. You get yourself a new dachshund then, or?
He passed away about a year ago, and I'm thinking about getting another one, but haven't decided
for
sure yet.
It always makes it easier. You got to remember that. It's hard in the beginning getting a new dog. But after, you know, it really hits home and really makes you feel good again. I always do when I lose my dog. I usually wait about 6 months or so, get the grieving through, and then I get myself a new puppy.
That's a good idea. Maybe I'll look into it again.
Yeah, it definitely makes it easier for the pain. And hey, Charles, thank you for your time.
All right.
Wish you the best.
Well, you have a great evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ha 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 ha